Your hair is falling out. You get hair in the drain, and it's driving you crazy. This guy invented a way for you to quickly clean it and have it running. Listen up.
Are you tired of your bathroom sink stopping up? Do you enjoy paying for those expensive plumber service calls? Do you relish the thought of touching those gross, greasy, slimy, stinky hair clogs?
Gross!
Ugh. Well, kiss all of that gone and check out our new Tulu 2 this week, the Stopper Buddy. The Stopper Buddy is simple technology that works continuously all the time. How it works is you remove your original bathroom sink stopper, discard it, then drop in the Stopper Buddy, a universal fit bathroom sink pop-up stopper with a patented filter system that stops the hair, dirt, soap buildup, and your rings from going down your drains, resulting in clogged drain pipes. Competitors have a basket filter you have to replace often, making it kind of expensive over time, not eco-friendly, and less effective as the Stopper Buddy system. With the Stopper Buddy, you just pull out, unscrew the three parts, and rinse, then screw it back together and drop it back in the drain. That's it. Four words. Pull, unscrew, rinse, and drop. Go to thestopperbuddy.com for a quick video showing the simple installation and performance. The Stopper Buddy goes for $12.95, and they offer a 100% money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. I'll post a link and all this information up on Lou's Facebook page, so if you're ready to stop dealing with those hairballs down your sink, check it out. That's this week's new to lose too.
You know, our longboard lock thing, which is not our the thing we're talking about in our new to lose too, but it would work on regular skateboards too. You just gotta take your truck off. I knew that it was called a truck before. No one had to tell me that. I just knew that like a year ago, because when Mike was talking to me about it, I go, so wait, do you just take the truck off? And he looked at me and goes, how do you know that? My Mike, my Carly. I have nothing to do with it other than they're my Mike and my Carly. What are we talking about? The Stopper Buddy? It's a stopper for your vanity. I'm holding it in my hand. It's a little plastic. It looks like a little barrel, and it has little slits in it. And you take your stopper out. You remove the ring that it normally holds on there. And this is going to catch all the hair. And here's the thing that's the secret sauce. The actual top of it, the chrome top, is adjustable so that you can adjust it, because the drop of the drain is different for everybody, so that when you put this on top of the stem that makes it go up and down, when it closes it and you want the sink to hold water, you can adjust it so it fits perfectly, so that if you're going to fill the sink to shave or do whatever, you can do that. Then when it's like, oh, why is that working out? You pull this out. You probably put a glove on. I mean, I wouldn't, but you know, and you took the gooky mooky stuff off there, throw it in the garbage can, and then put it right back in
place. There's something gratifying about pulling that stuff out, isn't it?
It's a little weird, yeah.
But it's just like, ugh, I feel clean. I feel lighter in my loafers.
Well, I think that it's probably one thing to know that it's your hair, but if you're doing it for other people,
that's
kind of gross. You know, I own a rental property, and so I still kind of go over there and pitter-patter and putter, and I have, you know, a bunch of young ladies that live there, and so clogs in the drains happens a lot. And so then I go there, and I'm clearing the drain every now and then. And
I mean, it is a problem.
And you're pulling out other people's hair, right?
But it is a problem. I mean, it is.
That's my love-hate with plumbing. I love plumbing. I love the whole concept of indoor plumbing, like how it works. I think it's the coolest thing. But plumbers that you hire to come do that maintenance work, it's gross work. And you have to be a certain kind of person to be able to go, I'm going to go clear your toilet. Right?
Yep.
And I'm going to charge you $150 to do it. And you're going to smile the whole time. Because you didn't have to do it. Right? That's what I would say.